Hi, welcome to This Is Your Book Club podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
We're back. Welcome to the new year.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Well, we really can't believe it yet because we're pre-recording this. I guess we should kind of admit that in case something really big has happened.
Yeah, we should.
We're not there yet. But Happy New Year.
We are so excited to be there.
Yes.
Right?
To be in 2021.
It sounds amazing.
I can't believe we made it through 2020.
Goodbye.
Did we make it through? Please say you're listening to this and we made it through.
This year has to end.
We cannot end with a bigger dumpster fire than we've already had.
Oh, I know that it doesn't mean all of a sudden everything is different because a day changed. But
in my head right now.
My goodness. I need it.
Let's have a do-over. 2021, here we go.
Yes. I'm feeling very hopeful today.
Very, very hopeful. So
good. Anyway. But today, we're doing something a little different with what's on your shelf.
Yeah, we go.
It should be, normally, this would be a scheduled what's on your shelf week. Mm-hmm. But we are putting a twist on it and telling, because it's the new year, our top five books
of 2020. Right.
Yeah.
We've got to wrap it up. And bring in the new year with our faves. It's one of my favorite things about the end of December is to then like come up with what was my favorite book of the year.
Yeah.
And this year, because of all the extra reading of this crazy year, I had way more 5-star books than I typically have.
I read so many more books. I know.
How many did you have?
Discussed doing this, I thought, oh, I'll just put my 5 stars. Yeah. Right? Like that's
easy peasy.
Yeah. Makes my choices for me. Hi. Oh!
Sorry.
Oh, you guys.
We just had a heart attack. No worries. I don't know how much of that we can edit out and make it still seem okay, but...
It's late at night and we are recording in the parents' basement per usual. They are out of town.
Yeah.
So we are here alone and in walks this dude into this room. And I'm looking at Jamie, and he walks behind Jamie, and I was like...
And then you heard what happened there.
Oh, my gosh.
My heart is still not normal.
I'm, like, sweating. Yes. That scared me so bad.
So I don't know where we left off there, but all is well. He's house-sitting.
Neighbor boy bringing in the mail.
In the mail.
10 o'clock at night. It's okay.
In the basement.
Like, clearly we're here. We have cars in the driveway.
So he knew we were here. We just didn't know he was here.
Oh my goodness. That was like the scariest moment of my life for a split second.
We almost just died. If he had bad intentions, we would have. But it was just a neighbor boy. All's well. No one's dying tonight.
That was close. It was a close one. But
so much for 2020.
I think we were talking about how many 5-star books we had.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay. So how many 5-star books this year?
I went through and counted. Turns out I had 14 5-star books.
Yeah. I had 15.
Okay.
So we're neck and neck there.
I still had to narrow it down. So I was a little annoyed.
Yeah. Do you remember how many you had for last year by any chance?
I'd have to go through and count.
I don't know either, but I know that this year I gave a lot more 5-stars because I was always pretty hesitant to give 5 stars. Like it was
before
a rare
this year,
thing
you mean?
Before, and I've kind of changed my viewpoints a little bit on it now.
Yeah.
But I would say probably most years it's 5 or less.
That I give out. Sure.
So
the other side of it too is I read more this year than I ever have.
Yes.
Like this has been an astonishing reading year for me.
Absolutely.
So I think I'd have to do a percentage to like really see like a ratio, like comparable
the
past years to this year.
I agree. So we decided because of that, we needed to hit our top 5 of the year.
Yes.
And we're taking our top 5 out of our 5 stars.
Yes. Right? I figure it needed to have 5 stars.
Yes.
But before we do that, we need to do our interesting fact.
Yes. Here our interesting fact, which is so interesting.
So interesting.
So our book for January is The Mercies by Kieran Millwood Hargrave. And she is very interesting. I'm looking forward to learn more about her because I haven't read anything else from her. This is
her first
adult novel.
Okay.
She's a poet, a playwright. She's done young adult. She's done children's books. But this is her first adult novel. So I haven't read anything else by her. But her bio that I found on fantasticfiction.com says, Kieran Millwood Hargrave was born in Surrey in 1990, and her earliest ambition was to be a cat.
Okay.
Closely followed by a cat owner or the first woman on Mars.
She has ambitions.
She has some ambitions. She has achieved only one of these things, but discovered that being a writer lets you imagine whatever you want. She lives in Oxford with her husband, the artist, and the fulfillment of one of her earliest ambitions, their cat, Luna.
Cute.
So, kind of fun, different. I'm excited for this book. I know it was...
Yeah, it's one we've talked about for some time.
It was on our original list. So, and we were just feeling like a historical fiction. So
yeah, and this is really historical.
Historical, very...
It's like we're 1600s.
Going back. Yeah.
Go so, women.
Yes, so...
I'm excited about it. I look forward
to reading it and learning more about her.
Me too.
So.
Me too. Very good.
Okay, now... Are we getting into it? Are you ready? Drum roll for our top five.
I'm totally ready.
Okay, who's going first?
I don't care.
Okay. I think... mine's spitting, so you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. The first book I'm going to list is The Moment of Lift by Melinda Gates.
And I loved this one as well. This is definitely a 5-star on my list.
This is one of those books that I do truly think everyone should read.
Absolutely.
It's just one of those books that opens your eyes to the reality of the world,
mm-hmm.
and things that are being done in an effort to be helpful that aren't helpful, and gives very real helpful ideas.
Yes. Realistic. Right?
Yes.
Like, we're thinking too big about things. We just need to get in and get things done that are doable.
Yeah. Like, it's just so fascinating to me. Like, it's not like she points out, oh, that doesn't work. She does do that.
Yeah.
But then she goes in and says, do this instead. Mm-hmm. Try this. And it's like, okay. Like, it's not just someone ranting about things they don't like.
Yeah. So eye-opening to me.
Me
and
too.
And actually, because this episode comes out after Christmas, this is what I gave my siblings, people in my family for Christmas, was this book. I have to choose a book. This is That's one I awesome. Think everyone... should read. It's just a great book to have on your family bookshelf so that everyone could pick it up if they feel like it and read it. So
totally agree.
Yeah. So
The Moment of Lift by Melinda Gates. That's the first one on my list.
Okay. First one on my list is, and I talked about this on another episode, but Know My Name by Chanel Miller.
Okay.
I think she is not just an incredible story, that she writes her own story. She was the one that was a victim of rape by Brock Turner, who was sentenced to 9 months in jail. And she not only does the incredibly difficult journey of writing this traumatizing story, which has got to be like reliving it all over again.
Yeah.
And putting her name to it, because her name wasn't in the papers before as a victim. So she's putting her name
out
to this story, but also, she is an incredible writer, and it is so well written. It is beautifully written. I'm excited to read more from her that's not, you know, what else she can do with writing, because she's a very, very talented writer, which shows beautifully in this story. And this story is hard, and more victims need to be
supported.
More people need to read this so we know how to support victims.
Yeah. I love that.
How to support them positively. Just a fantastic, well-written story that needs to be heard.
I love
it. And so, Know My Name by Chanel Miller.
I love it.
Yeah. Such a good one.
I still remember when you talked about it. It's on my list.
Very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And such a good writer. Like, it's just, it amazes me. She is so talented.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see where she goes from here.
I'm so glad she told her story.
Yes, me too. So...
Okay, the next one on my list is Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel.
Yes, that's another good one.
I know. Now, this is very different. We just talked about two, like, real-life nonfiction books.
Mm-hmm.
This one is fiction, and it talks about, and I read this back in January, so pre-COVID.
Yes.
But it is about, like, a pandemic that kind of wipes out a huge part of the population right. within like a week, like very quickly.
I think I read this just after you did, or around the same time. We've talked about it on the podcast before, yes, but not have. In depth, because we had read it before we started the podcast, but Carmen brought it up.
That's right.
Right? Didn't she bring it up as one that she had read recently? Maybe I'm remembering wrong.
I'll have to go back and listen.
I thought we had talked about it more recently. Maybe. But yeah, go, continue.
Yeah. So this is a great book. Number one, like just the way that she, now again, I had never experienced a pandemic, but I gotta say, it was pretty much what we ended up going through. And I loved this book. I loved how interested I was in it. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't finish. My mind sat and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it after I'd finished it and while yeah. I was reading it.
Uh-huh.
And I kept like, I was so invested in these characters and what was going to happen to them and how they were going to get out of situations and, you know, all those things. And that it was just like, I was sold.
Yeah.
I'd given this 5 stars right. and it's made my top 5 list.
I think that's fantastic. And I think if you compare what happened in that pandemic to our pandemic, things are shut down now and things are not great, but we're not all dead.
No.
We're coming back from this.
Yes.
Unlike,
I mean, theirs happened, like I said, much more yeah. quickly.
You got sick and died within hours.
Yes.
But it's to start off our year reading that book, who would have ever guessed?
Who knew?
That it was some kind of a precursor to the year we'd have.
Seriously.
Right? Crazy.
Crazy.
Okay. My next one, which I love this, that I gave it 5 stars, The 7 Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, because you hated it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't like her.
You didn't like it. I loved that book.
She was so, yeah.
I think this is the story of, I mean, the golden age of cinema.
Yeah, I was going to say Hollywood.
And up-and-coming Hollywood.
That is a fun era.
Fighting your way from nothing, the slums, up to the top. And yeah, the things she had to do to get there, but she was determined to succeed, and she did. And then in the end, felt like she needed to redeem some things. And I just loved it. So
I know you did.
Sarah did not. I loved it. 5 stars.
That's why we have
one
our
of
own
my
list.
Favorite historical fiction of the year. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want more people to chime in.
Yeah. She's just like, I can't believe this is one of your favorite books.
No.
I just loved it.
It's just very interesting to me. There are always those books, right, that everyone else loves.
Yeah.
That you don't.
And yeah. I get it because I've got my list too, but that made my top 5.
Because
and
I think I'm the anomaly in that book.
And maybe, yeah.
Do you know
and
what
I
mean?
Because I only know 2 other people besides you that have read it. And the other 2 people liked it.
Yes. No, and
so,
I think the ratings
out of 4
show
people,
that, it's,
true.
That it's a liked book.
And kind of what I found in my top 15, 5 stars, because I had 15, 5 stars, my top, not top 15, my 15, 5 stars, is that a lot of them are nonfiction. So I had to go through and be like, okay, let's make some of these nonfiction and some of them fiction. So that when there's just very few that are
fiction.
Fiction. Yeah, so that makes it as a fiction.
Totally.
So.
Okay, so the next one on my list, which I'm actually surprised, but I'm not surprised, okay. And I'm surprised. It's
and not,
weird.
And wait, and not surprised?
And not surprised. But a little surprised.
But a little surprised still.
Yeah. Is Open Book by Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
I know you haven't read this.
I have not read it.
Now, I will say, like, I do think a part of the appeal is my age and my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Jessica Simpson. And yeah, I really liked her. I wouldn't say that she was like my all-time favorite of the singers of that time. But
right.
I knew she was incredibly talented and she was one of them up there.
Yeah.
But her story to me was so fascinating.
And when you tell me about it, I think, oh, this does sound good. I want to read it. And then when I really go around to it, I'm like, no, I don't want to read about Jessica Simpson.
Except for,
but
that's what makes it so amazing, is that she is not this person that you imagine from like TV or
right.
like watching her. Do you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she reads her own book and she's so emotional. So she gets choked up as she's telling these stories because they are so real. And I was choked up. Like,
yeah.
And she's like this very privileged person, you know, but it's,
but you're feeling
she's
it for
human.
Her.
Yeah. Anyway, she has this human experience, and she was very relatable, and And even though her stories, like, were kind of bizarre, like, some are way out there, and I will never experience things like that. It was right. just like, it felt like she was my friend.
And that makes it a fun read when yeah. you're just like, oh, I want to hear more from you.
Yeah, like you're just listening to someone like really opening up and telling yeah. their story. Anyway, I loved it. Open I'm book by so Jessica Simpson. I'm so glad
you loved it. Fantastic.
And I'm almost curious if you would read it. Not really. I mean, just because she's younger than you. And so it would have been a little different for you, mm-hmm. I think, to watch her grow up.
Right. I was what in your college. Take on. Like, maybe my first or second year of college when I really start remembering
her around.
Her being around. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in high school. And, so of course, like, she's my age. Like, I think within a couple of months.
Yeah.
Oh, Jess, we're, like, soul buddies now. Yeah. But my point is just that, like, that was, like, when she got big. Like, that was when I was still in high school and with the other girls, like, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Like, all right. those girls that all came out.
At the same time.
I was totally a teeny bopper.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was fascinating. But to put like a reality into what I saw on the TV. And like, there was so much more to this story than you what? Ever really get.
Right.
Which anyway, she didn't have an easy life. Like her whole family and anyway.
Yeah.
I've talked about it.
Okay. My next one is No Visible Bruises by Rachel Louise Snyder. And it's What We Don't Know About Domestic Violence Can Kill Us. And so this is a hard one, sad. But very, I don't know that I talked about it
I don't remember on here this.
Because I think I read it in March, which was before we started. But it goes through domestic violence and what it looks like and how it's treated state by state and the cyclical issues that perpetuate women never getting out of this violence.
It's heartbreaking.
Out of this. It is very heartbreaking. And the statistics and what they know based on research would work to help get women out of this and help prevent it and why that isn't happening. It's very eye-opening. Especially, I mean, I read this before we really shut down for the pandemic, and our numbers of domestic violence since the pandemic have just gone through the roof. Like, people are stranded, are home
yeah.
with their
abuser,
and ugh. It's happening more and more. And those are the ones that are reported. The ones that are reported are doubling and tripling. That tells you the ones that are not reported, which are probably just as many, if not more, that aren't being reported, that are suffering in silence without any help. And this goes across.
And without the chance of being noticed by someone regular. Right, because
we're also shut in right now. So keep our eyes open. Be aware. There are so many things out there of, you know, I've heard things like, if you call a friend and ask for a cup of sugar, like, there are so many different code words and code things there to get help. Like, they talk about one lady who calls in to order a pizza, and just through the way she's ordering it, they realize something's wrong, and they call, you know, 911. They have, like, do you need help? And she's like, yes. You know, so their side of the conversation is very different than her side of the conversation of just ordering a pizza. But they were able to pick up on what was going on, and she needed help. So there are things like that. Like, make yourself aware of the resources around. The women's shelters need our help. They need food. They need clothing. They need support. And I just thought this was another topic that needs to be talked about more.
Yeah.
And how we can prevent this from happening.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting spin on the prevention side of it. So
interesting.
No Visible Bruises, 5-star, excellent read. Not so lighthearted, but an important topic.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
So there you go. Kinda sorry to bring it down.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm feeling for all those women out there.
Right.
All right. On a different note.
Okay, yes. Let's change that.
The next one on my list is In 5 Years by Rebecca Searle.
Okay. I remember you did talk about this one,
yes,
right?
Yes,
back in,
I think
it's been a long time ago, but I have not read this one.
I did read it
one.
Back, I think, in the summertime. You didn't read it, did
no.
you say?
Mm-mm.
So this book is fun. Quick premise is just that she gets this glimpse at the beginning of the story of her life in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
it feels like a dream, but it also feels very real. So she doesn't really know if she should trust it because it's not the future she has planned for herself.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then the book unfolds and you watch her grapple with the reality of what she did see in her future and the choices that it affects, right? It affects her making certain choices. Yeah. And it was so good because you think one thing happened, but then you find out it's something else. And it is so good. And just like how you can't plan for the future. Okay.
Yeah.
We can do all that we think is good and right to make a certain future a reality, but you can't. Like, things are going to come in and wipe you out or change you or change your plans or whatever. And I just love the way that they told that in this story.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I can't. I need to. I know I put it on my list.
Yes. When we talked and it's about a lighter read. But it's an easy fiction.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a heavy, dark. You know, when you just want a light read, this is a great one to go to. It was just so well done. I loved it.
Excellent. I can't wait. Okay, my next one is Finding Chica.
I remember when I talked about this.
Chica and the little girl and Earthquake and the Making of a Family by Mitch Albom. And I just, little Chica will forever, the audiobook has her little voice in it, recordings of her singing and doing different things. And I just think, what a beautiful light on this world that she had, a beautiful impact on her family. They adopted her or had custody of her while she was here in the United States having surgery and going through her journey with her. And ultimately, she did not survive the tumor that she had, but the lasting impact that she had on those that were around her, her fighting little spirit and spark of light. When I think about this book, obviously it's sad, but I don't sit with sad feelings when I think about it. They're warm, happy feelings because of the brightness she brought into the world.
That is so cool.
So loved that.
I remember you talking. I need to get to that one.
And there's just so many books.
I know.
It's hard to get to them all.
I know.
Anyway, that was just a heartwarming little book. Love it.
Good choice. Thanks. Okay. The last one of my top five. You ready?
Yes.
Is In an Instant by Suzanne Redfern.
In an Instant.
I have talked about this one.
Okay, but I don't remember.
A 17-year-old girl who's killed, who dies in an auto accident.
Okay, you just recently talked about it, right?
It hasn't been very long. And she sticks around and kind of watches her family as they deal with the lasting effects of this car accident.
Okay.
And the loss of her, right? Mm-hmm. I just loved it. I loved death is hard. It's a hard topic.
Absolutely.
And I just loved from this point of view of this teenager, her care for her family, the way she loved her family. Mm-hmm. And was so worried about them. And, you know, what happens when you're in these hard situations. I just loved it. It was so well done.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where it's so sad, but you feel so good. Mm-hmm. Like, in the end, you know, watching them kind of conquer these awful situations.
Yeah.
It is so sad.
Yeah.
And, like, the struggle is very real. But then the overcome, right? It's just so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So
anyway,
good.
In an Instant. I that's one that I can say. I bought this for my niece.
Okay.
Who is, like, 23. But we had her for Christmas. And so I got her for Christmas. I got her three books. Anyway, this was on there. It's just a good one.
Just one that you just think everyone should read.
I want everyone to read this. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Well, my last one, which is so hard because
I know it was hard to narrow it.
There's others that I really like. I don't know. Maybe we should have done the top 10.
Well, I was going to say, I'm doing an honorable mention. So.
Okay. So maybe I'll do an honorable mention too. I have to say Hollywood Park, which I just talked about two episodes ago. Just beautifully written memoir. With his music backing it up.
That is cool.
To remind you, it's Mikhail Gilead. And he writes his life story. He was born while living with his family in a cult. Not necessarily with his family, but in Sinanon. And and just his life story of starting out that way and where he went, and what a story of resilience and beauty and looking at the things he didn't have to make goals for the things he did want to have later in life and making those goals come true, that he took the power. He had the power to say, no, I don't want to repeat that. I want to break the cycle. I want to do better for my kids or my family. And he does it. And it's just powerful. That,
awesome.
Yeah. That we have that choice. So
I love it.
Loved that one. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Like, we had so many good books this year.
Yes.
I listen to this and I go, oh my gosh, reading is the best.
Thank goodness for so many good books to get us through, right?
Seriously.
I think it is a way to take us out of reality.
We've all needed that a little bit.
We've needed that a little bit more this year.
Yep.
So, yeah. And a way to learn.
Yeah.
We can't learn in our situation always with, you know, it takes us to different lands and different time periods.
There's no way that you can experience all these things in one lifetime.
I agree.
I love it. Before we go, I must give my honorable mention.
Okay.
I told you I was going to do it. I couldn't narrow it down.
I know.
I need to do more honorable mentions, but I will only do one.
Okay.
It's Rust and Stardust by T. Greenwood.
Okay. I was just looking at this book because it's been on my list for a while.
Yes.
Yes, I do remember.
I have talked about this one. It's about, it's based on a true story, which I didn't know until after I had read it, but it did seem real because it was so good. But it's about a girl who is tricked into leaving her family, and she ultimately is kidnapped.
Yeah.
And she's gone from her family for like 2 years.
Yes.
And before she's finally home, maybe more than that. Anyway, a really long time. And it is heartbreaking.
I'm remembering this more now.
I mean, it is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But the resilience of this girl and how she ultimately is able to be, to escape and get out. I mean, it's just, it makes you go, like, watch. Like, pay attention. If people were just paying attention. Yeah. Like, it's so heartbreaking.
Right. All the things that could be prevented if...
But it was so well done.
Yeah.
It was just so well written. I know it's kind of a darker topic, but the fact that it was, like, based on a real story and...
Yeah.
And
these things happen.
Yeah,
and
I just love the way it was told, this way the story was told. And then there, the good people along the way. Yeah. There were people who were good to her. They just never really knew
what was going on.
No.
Yeah.
And so she just did what she could. And it's devastating.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
it's so good.
I think a lot of times when we see on the news that there's, you know, a kidnapping or somebody goes missing and then they're found, we're also relieved and it's done and over.
Yeah.
But for the people that live this, it's not done and over. This is,
it's not.
You know, we can all sleep a little better knowing they're back home or that they were found. But
there's things that you
there
have
are
to live
lasting
with.
Things that happened while that occurred, and I think helping that person, you know, reenter society after these things have happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Is a big part.
Totally.
Of healing.
I agree.
Okay, my honorable mention, the library book.
Yeah.
I don't know if I talked about it on this, on our podcast.
I remember you telling me about it. I don't know if we've mentioned it here.
I read it in May, so I don't really know where it falls on, if I added it to one or not, but I gave it 5 stars, so it's definitely on my list. It is the history of the LA library.
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating. The library burned down and the things they had to do with the books. I think I did talk about it. To try to preserve the books and where to store them while they're rebuilding a new library and the way they have to store them to be preserved. And then it fascinating. And then it kind of just tells the whole history of libraries and women working in the libraries versus men and the sexism that's there and how libraries in different areas function. And
so it's cool. Just fascinating.
Yeah. The library is a beautiful place in my life.
Yeah.
And I love to see a library. I think it's the heart of any town, school, area. This is, you need a library.
Yep.
And this one, it's a great trip down memory lane with libraries. So there you go. There's
awesome.
My honorable mention.
Oh my goodness. What are you guys going to read?
Tell us which one of our top 5 have you already read or which ones are you reading now?
Yeah.
And we want to hear your top 5.
Yeah.
Let's hear
it. Like, I need more for my list.
That's right.
Right? I'm breezing through them.
Let's hear it.
I love it. What a good episode. That was a recommendation. Yes. I'm so glad we did it.
I agree. Thanks for this journey, our first year podcasting. And
I know.
You're following with us. Hopefully you're reading with us, or at least listening to us talk about reading. Thank you.
Yeah.
So for the things that happened in 2020 that we didn't love, this has been a great...
This has been the best thing that's happened. Yeah,
this has been a great part of 2020 for us.
Yeah. For sure. So. Best thing we've done. I love talking about books. So
yeah.
It's been awesome.
Yep.
All right. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
You can email us at thisisyourbookclubpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And please leave a rate and review. We haven't shouted out for that for a while, but that really does help us.
Do you like what you're hearing?
If you like what you're hearing, leave us some stars.
Yeah.
The more the better. And let us know.
All five, baby.
All five. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, anything. We would love to share comments and questions and thoughts on from our listeners. So let us know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you to Amphibious Zoo for our music.
We love it. And next week we will have... Something. We don't know
something.
Yet. It'll be good.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, stay wink, tuned. Wink.
Is it a Q&A?
It's supposed to be Q&A.
I think we go to Q&A or...
Author interview.
We have some lineups for some interviews. So we've got to kind of get some things in place and get some dates down with those authors. So yeah,
we'll see.
We'll work on it.
Very cool. Thanks, you guys. We'll see you next time. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is your book club.